It's The Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we go to the hotline and bring in Dave O'Brien again from the Chronicle. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Hanging in there.
Good to hear. Dave, good to hear. And, you know, you graced the front page twice on Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. So very impressive, sir. And the first story that you had here was about the appointing or the hiring, I guess you could say, of both a new administrator and HR director by the Lorain County Commissioners. Okay, so that being Tom Williams and Jen Sinatra serving in these two roles. So what can you tell us about this?
Well, basically, to replace County Administrator Jim Cordes, who was terminated last month by the former Board of Commissioners, after 20 years of working for the county. Commissioners on Monday chose Tom Williams, who himself is a former one-term Lorain County Commissioner, was a Republican on the board, and he was also Dave Moore's newly minted commissioner. Dave Moore's campaign manager for his 2020 election campaign, which obviously was a success. And so Mr. Williams, who also previously served as a village administrator for the village of Grafton for a time, and then also has been a small business owner and a quality engineer and held some other roles as well, will now be the new county administrator, making about $149,000 a year, which is a slight increase over the salary that was provided to that was given to Mr. Cordes. But about $2,000 more than Mr. Cordes was making. And also hired Jen Sinatra, who's the former human resources director for the city of North Ridgeville, where newly elected Commissioner Michelle Hung was an at-large city councilwoman for the past 3 years until her election to the Board of Commissioners. So Ms. Sinatra has about 20 years of experience in human resources. And she's a new hire. That's a new position that was a campaign promise made by Commissioner Hung and Commissioner Moore during their campaigns. And she'll make slightly over $100,000 a year in salary, plus additional benefits. She'll make about between $104,000 and $110,000. I'm trying to get a more specific salary for her in that new role, and we can expect in the next couple of days to learn a bit more about some new hires that the two new Republican commissioners and Commissioner Matt Lundy, who's the lone Democrat on the board, we're gonna learn a little bit more about who else they've hired to go forward here.
Well, we'll certainly be looking forward to seeing who they do hire. Again, these changes sort of expected with how the election sort of worked out there, at the end of 2020. So, yeah, we'll certainly be looking forward to keeping up with some of the, other hirings and appointings and all of that. So the other story that you had on the front page on Tuesday, again, Dave, Lorain County Prosecutor J.D. Tomlinson looking to finally get underway here in 2021. I'll just kind of read your headline here. He's, quote, excited to start. He was kind of naming some of the members of his leadership team. So what can you tell us about this?
So J.D. Tomlinson, obviously a Democrat, just recently elected by the people to be the next Lorain County prosecutor, first one, a new one in about 16 years after he defeated incumbent Dennis Will back in the primary in April, and then was elected over Republican Bob Gargas in November's election. J.D. is really, I can tell you from interviewing him on the phone yesterday, he's super excited to get to work, very gregarious. He's full of laughter, and he said he hopes to do a good job for the people of Lorain County and defend their rights in court. He also announced that he has named former Lorain County Common Pleas Judge James Burge as his chief of staff. Burge was a judge from 2006 until 2015 when he ran into some legal trouble. He was pleaded guilty to and convicted of some misdemeanor criminal charges related to some business practices that he was engaging in while he was on the bench. The Ohio Supreme Court also admonished him and took away his law license for a couple months. But Mr. Tomlinson has said that Mr. Burge is a mentor and someone he always went to for advice and somebody that he looked to as somebody to kind of help guide him in his legal career. And he hired him just to be chief of staff, no work in the courtroom, at this point. But just to kind of oversee the staff and make sure that things flow smoothly on the third floor of the Justice Center in the prosecutor's office there. Also, Mr. Tomlinson also chose Assistant Prosecutor Chris Pierre as the chief of the office's criminal division, you know, overseeing criminal trials and things of that nature. And Chris Pierre, I've seen him work in the courtroom. He is he's a tough prosecutor. I think that's fair to say that he's a tough prosecutor. He's handled some major cases, some murders, and some other real serious cases of sexual assault and things like that in the courtroom. So he's got a good courtroom resume. J.D. Tomlinson has appointed Assistant Prosecutor Dan Petticord to be the chief of his civil division, replacing Gerald Ennis, who retired back on December 31st. He called Pierre and Petticord, Mr. Tomlinson called Pierre and Petticord very, smart and capable men. In kind of a surprise that I didn't see coming, he also named former State Representative Nicholas Celebrezzi to be the head of the office's juvenile division, overseeing, juvenile court cases, juvenile trials, that kind of thing. Celebrezzi was in the Ohio State House for three full terms and a partial term between 2012 and 2019. Also was a former Parma City Council member. And Mr. Tomlinson called him a very capable lawyer as well, and said he just wanted to surround himself with good people, capable lawyers who have experience and who have been on, kind of involved in the legal system in that way. And he said it's good to have people that you can trust in your office.
Well, no doubt about that, and it certainly seems like J.D. Tomlinson finally starting to get settled here into his role as we get things started here in 2021. So great job on those two stories today, Dave, again gracing the front page of the Chronicle-Telegram not once but twice. So hats off to Mr. O'Brien there. Dave, any upcoming stories of interest? I know you kind of alluded to some stuff at the beginning of the interview, but what kind of upcoming stuff should we be looking out for from you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram this week?
Well, we might have a couple stories for the readers in Wednesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram regarding some moves that the county commissioners made again on Tuesday. Down the line, we're going to see some news about some new hires that they made, some changes in staffing and personnel among the inside the commissioner's office, and we'll be following up on that and try to get you resumes and other news about those folks, their salaries and that kind of thing. So you can look forward to that. Also, some other moves they made on some boards and commissions, and talk about the budget as well about the county budget as well in a Tuesday's meeting.
You can keep up with the latest over at the Chronicle Telegram. Get yourself a copy or go to chronicletea.com again to keep up with the latest around Lorain County. Dave, that brings us to the final segment of this portion of the interview here. What do you have for us in the way of scanner stories?
Well, here's an interesting one, again, from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner at @NEO_scan on Twitter. Dateline Euclid, location withheld within the city, but a female called to report that her neighbor is putting things in the air, trying to make her disappear. Now, that's a very interesting call, and possibly one, obviously not to mock anybody with what appears to be a mental health concern. Mm-hmm. Possibly a better call to a social worker or to a doctor than something for the police to worry about. But I thought that was an interesting and definitely different day. One of those things that crosses over and overlaps between journalists and police and first responders is that we see something new every day, and you never know what you're going to get when you pick up the phone.
Well, that certainly falls under the category of new, no doubt about it. And hopefully everything was able to be worked out within that situation, no doubt. So, Dave, thank you for the time this week, man. I appreciate it. Looking forward to see what you and your colleagues again have for us in the Chronicle Telegram the rest of this week. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up again next week, man.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.